Having already addressed part one of Father Robert Spitzer's metaphysical proof for God's existence in another video cast, I'm going to begin focusing on part two of the proof for this one. Now, it's important to note that Father Spitzer has five parts to the proof in his book, New Proofs for the Existence of God. But I'm going to be including his part four with part two in this series of video casts, since they virtually prove the same thing, but in different ways. Consequently, it's going to take two video casts to cover this particular part of the proof. Now, here's what we're trying to prove here. Unconditioned reality, considered in and of itself, must be absolutely simple in the metaphysical sense, which basically means that such a reality cannot have any boundaries that would limit or restrict its mode of being to a particular way of existing, but would have to be pure existence or pure being itself. Now, in order to do this, we have to first explain more in depth what this metaphysical idea of absolute simplicity is, which will constitute the content for this particular video cast. We then must prove why unconditioned reality considered in and of itself must be absolutely simple, but we'll have to save that for a separate video cast. So the first step in understanding this metaphysical idea of absolute simplicity is to think about how the realities of our experience are limited or restricted to particular modes of being. Things exist in this way instead of that way. They have diversifying principles or distinguishing notes that makes them this being instead of that being. They have what philosophers call extrinsic boundaries. These boundaries basically constitute the essence of something. Now, it's important to note that these boundaries limit interaction between realities. In other words, they exclude things from each other. Take, for example, the proton and the electron. The boundaries of a proton, a restricted mode of being that involves the attraction of electrons, excludes the boundaries of an electron, a restricted mode of being that involves the repulsion of electrons. Notice that the restricted way in which the proton acts or behaves, attracting electrons, is incompatible with the restricted way in which an electron acts or behaves, namely repelling other electrons. They are incompatible states of being. The proton exists and behaves in this way instead of that way, the way of an electron. The electron exists and behaves in this way instead of that way, the way of a proton. So in short, boundaries make for incompatibility. Boundaries exclude. Boundaries limit interaction between realities. Now the second step for understanding absolute simplicity considers how some realities are actually less exclusive and more compatible with other modes of being, and consequently have fewer boundaries to limit its mode of being, less restricted in its mode of existence. Take, for example, as Father Spitzer does in his book, The Electromagnetic Field. What if the electromagnetic field had the boundaries of an electron, existing in the electron way instead of the proton way? Well, obviously, the protons would not be able to interact with it because they would be excluded by and incompatible with the field's electron boundaries. Well, what if the electromagnetic field had the boundaries of a proton? Well, similarly, the electrons would not be able to interact with it because they would be excluded by and incompatible with the field's proton boundaries. But protons and electrons do interact with the electromagnetic field. Therefore, the electromagnetic field is less exclusive and more inclusive than protons and electrons. What this means is that the electromagnetic field must have fewer boundaries to limit or restrict its mode of being or existence, which allows for it to be compatible with both protons and electrons. Why is this so? Well, remember, exclusion is caused by boundaries. So if less exclusion, then fewer boundaries. Since the electromagnetic field is less exclusive and more compatible than protons and electrons, well, then it follows that the electromagnetic field must have fewer boundaries to limit or restrict its mode of being. Metaphysically speaking, it's simpler in nature than protons and electrons. So we've arrived at an important metaphysical principle. The less exclusive and more compatible something is with other realities, well then the fewer boundaries it has to limit its mode of being. The less restricted it is in its mode of existence. That is to say, the simpler it is. So in light of this, we can ask for step three, what would an absolutely simple being be like? Well, since the simplicity of a thing is proportioned to the degree of excluding boundaries that limits its mode of being or restricts its mode of existence, well then, a reality that's absolutely simple would have absolutely no boundaries whatsoever to limit its mode of being. In other words, it would be totally unrestricted in its mode of existence, not being restricted to this particular way of existing or that particular way of existing, but it would be pure existence itself, pure being itself. Consequently, such a reality would be totally compatible with all other modes of being. Nothing would be excluded from it because it would not have any excluding boundaries. This is the type of reality that would be absolutely simple. Pure being, pure existence itself. Now that I've explained what this metaphysical idea of absolute simplicity is, we're in a position to prove that unconditioned reality considered in and of itself must be absolutely simple. But we're going to have to save that for a separate video cast. If our viewers are interested in learning more about this proof, I would encourage them to check out Father Spitzer's book, New Proofs for the Existence of God, Contributions of Contemporary Physics and Philosophy, which can be purchased on our website, magiscenter.com.